Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who is tuned in and locked in to the first 3 hours of the show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're well. Shout outs to everybody at work, people at home, people relaxing, people getting ready to leave, coming, going, whatever the hell you're doing. I hope you're smooth, especially everybody out there on the road. Yeah, you on the road, I'm in the studio, we just sitting, we relaxing, we chilling. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. I'm just holding it down here in Atlanta. The running backs have dominated the conversation tonight. Are they being screwed? Are they being just valued appropriately? You think about this, and yeah, we know this. I mean, I shared with you last hour, and if you missed it, by the way, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I've had this conversation with plenty of active players. I've had this conversation with Hall of Famers, and you have someone like Terrell Davis who spoke to us here from the Denver Broncos, and he made it very clear. He's like, man, running backs need their own union. He said they need a clause in the CBA so they can get their money up front so they're not screwed and toyed with. You think about how much work the running back has to do. And I don't care what era it is. I mean, even for right now, why wouldn't – and I understand the injury risk. That's the biggest thing. If Christian McCaffrey is generating 2,000 yards from scrimmage, why does he want to get paid – half of what another wide receiver is getting? Okay, well, why would he want that? And so the NFL is taking a position of, oh, yeah, you're going to get hurt and you're a dime a dozen, which is true. That's how they created it. They've taken this position and they are driving it into the ground. And, yeah, you're going to have some players at the top of the mountain who are going to get some a decent change for the position. But I don't see it going backwards, and I think that is also the reality unless we get to a point where the Players Association does something. But what are they going to do? We're too far gone. We're too down the rabbit hole to make any differences here. So we have a lot of callers on the line, a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you haven't heard throughout the course of Monday, Saquon Barkley, no long-term deal with the Giants. Josh Jacobs, no long-term deal with the Raiders. Tony Pollard, no long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Except for Tony Pollard is probably going to show up for work because he's coming off of a broken leg. Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley, they don't have to participate in training camp or preseason. And there's a good chance that we won't see them. Those are dudes who've been tagged. There are other veteran running backs in different stages of their careers, but accomplished nonetheless, that they have no jobs for different reasons. Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, all employed. All of them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before I pick up the phone lines, I have to tell you about some groundbreaking news that took place over the weekend that made me go, oh my goodness, this is such huge news. It's LeBron James switching his number from 6 back to 23. I couldn't tell you what day I saw this. I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. I saw it pop up and I said, man, I don't even know what the hell number he wears anymore. Who's keeping track? I know he wore 6 with the Heat and is 23 this and he switched from 23 to 6 and I don't know. We know that the NBA has said no more 6 with Bill Russell. And LeBron James was asked about that at the beginning of last season. And he pretty much said, yes, I'm going to honor and continue to wear this right now. Bill Russell meant so much to the NBA, to civil rights, etc. But there's no guarantee that I'm going to keep the number. This is what LeBron said just months and months ago, early in the year.
For me to be able to, you know, wear the 6, you know, this season, I'm not sure if I will continue to do it, but right now I'm going to wear it in honor of him. You know, it means a lot to me, and I'm happy to be a part of such a great league that represents so many great icons, and obviously this guy is such an icon both on and off the floor.
All right, so, yeah, I don't know what happens. Now you can get both a LeBron James 6 jersey and a 23, and I don't know, just big freaking deal. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Benji, calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Benji?
Hey, how's it going, JR? Thanks so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for being here.
Of course, my first time on radio, so it's very exciting.
Oh, nice, man. What's up?
I'd love to talk about my Miami Dolphins, and on the topic of running backs. What do you think is happening to the Dolphins right now? And we were really just awful in the running game. And why do you think we're not really giving a great offer to Dalvin Cook? And do you think we're going to go after anyone else?
No, I think for the same reasons that we discussed, if you want to think about running back by committee, I mean, they bring in Raheem Mostert. And then at the same time, you have to think about injuries. I think that's the biggest thing that's kind of kicked the Miami Dolphins. If you want to think about last year, the biggest engine for the entire Dolphins is the quarterback position. And if Tua Tagovailoa is not going to be playing, what does it matter who the running back is? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like, why? Here, look, anyone who asks me, and I'm going to get a lot of these questions over the next, you know, couple of months as we march towards the season, specifically about the Dolphins. The team goes as Tua goes. I don't know if Dolphin fans are expecting Mike White to, you know, show up. And he's a tough, you know what. The guy was brutalized in Buffalo last year and still tried to play. New York Jet fans absolutely love the dude. But if Tua is not out there, I'm not looking at the Dolphins to do anything. Forget the running back. How do you feel about Tua?
I definitely have mixed feelings about Tua. I think when he's healthy, he plays very, very well, statistically speaking at least. But I still have yet to kind of see him just wow me and amaze me, and I'm really hoping to get to that level this season.
All right, I'll put it to you this way. When you got a quarterback or player at any point in the offseason is talking about his thoughts on retirement and he had to think about retirement and his fam, that's a lot, man. So I wish him nothing but the best. But if he ain't full gear, full bore, if he can't stay healthy, I'm just rolling my eyes with the Dolphins. Hey, Benji, thank you so much for calling. Call anytime, okay?
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. You as well. 855-212-4CBS. ZV calling from Arizona. What's up, ZV?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Of course, I'm in a car wash right when you take the call. But I'll try to
I don't share the same sentiments as others about running backs in the sense that I understand that running backs are underpaid, but the reason is obviously there's a greater risk with the running backs. And the problem is the actual pay structure in the league. Every major sport should have a percentage that's guaranteed and a percentage based on performance. And that would solve all these problems. But beyond that, I think that the agents did Saquon Barkley as well as Josh Jacobs a disservice, because whatever money they can get now guaranteed is better than the possibility of hopefully recouping it in future years. If they would have signed 2-year deals at like $25 million with like $16 million guaranteed, they'd be better off. Because if, let's say, for some reason, their teams don't want to keep them next year, obviously they give an injury or something. The car wash is going to make this too loud.
Uh-oh.
But I think you understand. Oh, my God.
What happened? Did he get sucked into the car wash?
You understand the basis of what I'm saying is that if they got $16 million guaranteed, if, let's say, for some reason, their teams didn't want to sign into a long-term deal, they have an additional $5 million to work with to make what they want from a team next year. If they get, let's say, another $11 million plus the $5 million, it's 16 or 17
yeah,
million.
Yeah, I understand. But that in there lies the part. And we can always lay blame on agents. It comes down to the players. Like, the players can take that advice from the agents. It's up to the players. And for a lot of cases, most cases, a lot of times, the player's going to bet on himself. Because I don't think that ultimately, yes, Saquon Barkley could take one move and he could completely blow out his ACL again. That's a possibility. We've seen it happen with Odell Beckham Jr. He's certainly gone through multiple times tearing up his knee. And thank you, ZV, for calling from Arizona. I don't doubt what you're saying at all. It was reported that Saquon Barkley turned down a deal which would have netted him $19 million guaranteed versus the $10 million plus that he would get on the franchise tag this year and the likely, I think, 13 to 14 that he would get next year if he were to be tagged again. Like, you want to have that long-term security. And so I don't want to just slap the agent and blame the agent. The agent isn't forcing anybody to sign anything. And if I'm Saquon Barkley and I'm looking at what's going on, I'm 26 years old, only 26. He missed the season with the ACL the year prior to that. He had to deal with a high ankle sprain. And so, yeah, we know that injuries, they come. They come to everybody playing a game. They come at the running backs. They get hit at every chance and every opportunity. It's tough. It really is. I understand the purpose from management space to not pay them, and you could bring them in and replace them and not pay them anything. It just sucks. There's no way around it. I think a lot of people can relate. You do a lot of the work and you don't get the payment for it. Why? Because they think they can replace you. It's not fair, right? The business can do what it wants, right? It still sucks. 855-212-4CBS. Johnny calling from Atlanta. What's up, Johnny?
Man, I feel like running backs are dime a dozen. You can find them in low round picks or undrafted. Shoot, he's proven that you can make a receiver into a running back. Cordarrelle Patterson and Ty Montgomery, they both were drafted as receivers, and they made great running backs in the NFL. So running backs are not a necessity you have. You can just make one. I'm still mad about how my Falcons got Robinson. Like, hey, we don't need a running back.
I was gonna ask you about your thoughts on them picking up Bijan, but you made it very clear you're not a fan of it.
I'm not. I wanted the offensive line. So my point of that is, my thing is, running backs can get found anywhere. So that's what I got to say about that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Johnny, for calling from Atlanta. Robbie calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR?
Hey,
man, just a little bit about the running back stuff. So, dude, first and foremost, when we drafted Fournette in 2017, man, I was livid. You know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, yeah, great, with a good defense. Okay, that's 1980, 1990 ball. Going back to Dalvin Cook, no, my man does not deserve mega money. Based off performance, yes, I can see this. Just like tight ends who are essentially wide receivers but want to be paid the same as wide receivers, the tight ends who want to be paid the same as wide receivers. So as, you know, a Jags fan, we have ETN. Then we snagged Tank Bigsby in the draft this year. So that is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that scat back. Kamara would be ideal, right? Obviously, McCaffrey, the same thing, assuming they're both healthy. I'd even prefer a Percy Harvin, you know, Darren Sproles type player with then a running back who can snag you 2-3 yards. Game's changing, straight up air raid. Even if I'm 5 wide, 2 tight end set, 2 running back, 1 tight end, a receiver, whatever, everyone is going to be able to catch the ball. That is it. And, you know, nothing to take away. I mean, I grew up with Derrick Henry. He is a straight stud. He's an athlete, and he has been blessed being in Vrabel's system, but also Vrabel understands when you have a workhorse, you ride him. And I guess, too, that can only last so long, but Derek's at least proven that he can sustainably do it.
Yeah, and so what really sucks in that regard is that he's on a team that is, pardon the pun, running absolutely nowhere. None. Derrick Henry, oh man, it'd be a joy if he ended up somewhere else. Where the Titans going? Nowhere. What are they going to do? Win the AFC South, fight with the Jacksonville Jaguars about it to go nowhere? Talk about running backs, please. Just try to get the most out of the best ones. Can we get the best ones on a good team? Or a team that can compete for a championship? 855-212-4CBS. Norm is calling from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Norm?
Hey, JR, great show. Hey, I don't know. I just saw this Netflix special on quarterback. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it, though. When did it come out? Last week?
It follows 3 quarterbacks during the 2022 season.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota. Yeah.
Right. Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I came away with, quarterbacks take a beating. Holy cow. And yeah. Also, you know, what they have to do in memorizing all these plays is truly amazing. The guys are brilliant. But anyway, it's a great special. If anybody has it, if you haven't seen it on Netflix, it's worth watching.
Okay. Well, thank you, man.
One more thing on running back. Say if it's 3rd and 1, you better have a running back.
Yeah, well, they think that you can throw any running back out there, so that's the issue.
Yeah, true. All right, Jay, great program. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Norm. Appreciate you for calling from Cali. Hey, Shep, you heard about that show, right? Marcus Mariota Mahomes and Cousins, you heard about that?
I did, and basically Mahomes is a man possessed, and he just doesn't have any other gear but go.
Do you have any desire to, like, dive into, I'll eventually get to it, but I'm not jumping out to go, oh, man, I need to see how Marcus Mariota and Kirk Cousins have to, you know, live the quarterback life. Not really interested.
Well, look, I mean, maybe you have more context on this, JR. I mean, I get the Mahomes angle. We're talking about a quarterback that, with anyone else, you can say that Tom Brady is going to be light years ahead. Mahomes is the one exception to that. But Cousins and a journeyman and Mariota, and I think I'm being kind when I say journeyman and not bust, are these really the two other quarterbacks that Netflix really thinks people are intrigued by?
I don't think it's so much the names, but I think it's from a production side. You have a contrast. I mean, if you think about the levels of QBs, you obviously have a Hall of Famer in Mahomes. You have Kirk Cousins, who would be a good quarterback and multiple-time Pro Bowler. And then you have the guy on the lower end who's basically lost his job, and now he's on another team in Marcus Mariota. So I think it gives you a good perspective on the unique experiences between all three. So I think that was the reasoning there. But having said that, I'm still waiting on Hard Knocks. I'm waiting on Hard Knocks, expecting it to be some must-watch TV. Is it going to be the Lions? Or are the Jets going to just try to keep things on the low and keep things quiet and straight? Yeah, they can try. But I'm looking forward to Hard Knocks. So are you ready for that at least?
No, because it's just going to be Aaron Rodgers based. I mean, we've had enough of Aaron Rodgers at this point. He's never met a media mic or camera he didn't love talking to for 2 minutes straight.
Yeah, but this is the fun part about the Jets' upcoming season. It's like turning the hourglass upside down. And just waiting and watching the grains of sand fall and just saying, when are the New York Jets going to hit their first speed bump of adversity? And how are they going to handle it? Is it going to be in September? Are the New York Jets going to start 4-0? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be asked a stupid question? Is Rob Saleh going to lose his mind this season? There's going to be a moment where the New York Jets hit that adversity, and that's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, it's called having a 4-year quarterback. That's their adversity.
Oh, I mean, they've had their share before he even showed
no,
up.
No,
so.
You know, Jared. This is a loaded roster. I don't know how you feel about this, but to me, there is no person in the NFL that has more to gain with the Super Bowl win for his respective legacy than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, he'd be adding on. So, yeah, for his own legacy, for the New York Jets
as a whole. For the Jets of all teams, right.
Oh, no, but for the New York Jets as a whole, they were a disaster before this man, decades before he's shown up, and now he's here, and it's a matter of misery loves company. And it's just like, hey, well, let's see what this sitcom looks like. It might be a good one or it might be a disaster. It's a good part about watching and seeing how pretty much everything just unfolds. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of disasters, Northwestern is dealing with a big one. A lot of their alleged victims of hazing, they have lawyered up. Northwestern, they better look out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls, and we'll figure out what's going on at Northwestern. They are in some trouble.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this slot because, really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Right before we went to break, we talked about the New York Jets officially going to be on Hard Knocks. And I'm just counting down the days, counting down the minutes, the hours, until the New York Jets actually have a major issue. It may happen in training camp. It may be the first month of the season. Maybe it's the first week. Maybe it takes 2 months. There's going to come a point in time where adversity is going to stare them in the face and somebody's going to crack. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, having said that, speaking of adversity, oh my God, this goes beyond adversity. This is absolutely terrible. And we have entered into the litigation phase of Northwestern and their hazing scandal. We know that Pat Fitzgerald has been given the boot. Initially, he was suspended for 2 weeks without pay. We had a former player come through and in detail some of the alleged sexual type of harassment that took place in the locker room, dry humping. We had another player come out and say that there were racial issues with the team. We had just black and Latino players who have come forward about the environment. And now we have taken the next step forward here with this Northwestern hazing scandal because you have multiple former athletes who have come forward and they have basically brought on or retained attorney Ben Crump to help lead the charge against Northwestern. This is the same Ben Crump who represented the family of George Floyd and several other individuals. I want you to take a listen to this news clip from CBS Chicago.
The Northwestern University hazing scandal takes a new turn as several players band together for legal representation.
High-profile civil rights attorney Ben Crump, along with a Chicago law firm, will take on the case. CBS 2's Marissa Perlman is live in the newsroom breaking down what's next. Marissa?
Well, Jim and Marie, yet another blow for Northwestern University's athletic program in the wake of the hazing scandal that led to the dismissal of longtime coach Pat Fitzgerald. Now eight former players are taking legal action, and their lawyers tell us they're hoping more will come forward.
Yeah. This is, I don't want to say this is the death knell to the team or the athletic department, but if you were looking at Northwestern to just kind of fire Pat Fitzgerald and just have all of this go away, I don't think so. I think you can expect multiple press conferences. I think we are going to get multiple interviews. I think we are going to get multiple players that come forward and detail additional allegations against Northwestern. And we might see some resignations here as well. And so things haven't been all that good for Northwestern on a football field, especially if you want to look at this past season. And just what their program looks like moving on into the future, not good, not good. I have a feeling anything that gets uttered about Northwestern over the past or the next several weeks, months, it's going to be and it's going to get ugly. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is here from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just wanted to know if you heard about this new sports betting algorithm that it's got the Jaguars coming last in the AFC South. I think this is before the DeAndre Hopkins addition as well. So I just want to get your thoughts on that and then where you think Trevor Lawrence will land as far as the top QBs this year.
Where a new sports betting algorithm picked them?
Yeah,
to be
it was
last?
On it was on the local radio for like the Jaguars radio today. Hacker interviewed them, so it's supposedly about to have a patent on it, and that's what they got the Jaguars coming in.
Computers are supposed to be smarter than us. Aren't they going to take us over one day? Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that in any place in hell that the Houston Texans, for instance, are going to be better than the Jacksonville Jaguars. So a robot came up with that. I would consider it to be buggy, okay?
I agree with you.
Yeah, and to go even further, I think it's going to be a two-team race in the AFC South. You're going to take a look at the Tennessee Titans. They have veteran players. I don't trust Ryan Tannehill enough to do anything but throw an interception. And I think Trevor Lawrence is going to continue to up his game. Where he finishes and what he does, I have no idea. But I think with the experience that he had last year going into the playoffs, surprising everybody with that W, I think that's going to go a long way for his confidence. And I think the Jags, I wouldn't be shocked if they won the AFC South. So screw what a computer said. I got confidence in them that they're going to be in it throughout the course of the year, man. Tell a computer to go to hell.
I agree with you, man.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, I don't know. A computer came up with that? It's a stupid computer. I'm trying to think. Has it been? Can you call a computer? A computer is only smart as the person who programs it, right? Unless it's a computer that learns on its own, but that's what all the computers do. That's what this AI stuff is about. Hey, Shep, you worried about the artificial intelligence? Are we going to end up like Terminator or something?
I don't think people in radio will be. I think in radio you need give and take. You need personality first and foremost.
I'm not talking about radio. I'm talking about in life.
No, not too worried about it.
Okay.
Sometimes
hey, Marco,
I wouldn't mind someone doing the thinking for me every now and then.
Oh, well, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
The computer might do it. Hey, Marco, you think we're going to end up like Terminator out here?
Hell yeah. Skynet, that stuff's real.
Skynet, right. How long before it becomes aware, right?
And yeah. And you know what?
Us.
And no matter what, it always becomes aware. So no matter what you do, it'll always win. So it's just a question of when.
Isn't it amazing that you can talk to your phone now? Like, you can tell your phone to do something, it'll do it. It knows what you said.
There are certain things that I don't care if you enjoy all this stuff and if you don't, and I'm a little bit behind. I'll be the first one to admit some of the technological advances that we've had. Some of this stuff's a little creepy, though. Like, I mean, it's almost to the point where you think it, and now it all of a sudden shows up. It's a little creepy. It's a little scary.
What shows up?
If you start thinking certain things, all of a sudden your phone starts giving you edge and like, oh, yeah, that was just coming across my mind.
Oh, yeah.
How's that possible?
It reads, it learns behavior of what you do in your phone. Yeah, it
right.
tracks you.
And it's just, it's kind of scary that you call for an Uber, all of a sudden there is nobody there driving it. Like, what are we doing?
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's starting driverless to freak
me out.
Cars?
Yeah, it's starting to freak me out.
Oh, yeah, it's coming down. Well, that exists, man.
I know.
Yeah, it's a wild world. You think about technology and how fast things have progressed. Look, the cars aren't flying yet, but I heard there's a company that got a, I don't know if it's a patent, but they got approval from the FAA to start working on that flying Jetsons car that we've been waiting on forever.
You know, if that actually gets rid of traffic, I'm listening to that one. I'm more concerned about the iRobot, you know, cars driving themselves and you have no control doing 120 miles an hour. Like, that one freaks me out a little bit. If we can actually get the cars up in the air and get rid of traffic and get places faster, now I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, between iRobot and Terminator, them robots were doing some other things, man. They they started to whoop some ass. I don't know if we want that. I'll stay away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of whooping ass, Charles Barkley, he don't want you to whoop ass. He wants you to kiss his ass if you got a problem with a certain group. We're going to hear from Sir Charles on the other side of the break. We'll get some more of your calls. But right now, you just heard his voice. Ain't nobody whooping his ass. It's time for a news flash.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy night. A lot of focus in on the running backs. Oh, I was listening to Trick Daddy in the background. James Harden is angry, and DeAndre Hopkins, he got his deal with the Titans just for the money. Of course, why not? Bill Belichick on the hot seat. Joel Embiid saying that he was just being a troll, talking about winning a championship or mentioning winning a title somewhere else. Over the weekend, LeBron James is going back to 23 from 6. Okay, so what? And right before we went to break, we talked about Northwestern. Man, they're being sued. Like, all those alleged victims, they're now 8 of them. They have lawyered up, and they're going to, well, try to, I guess, shake down Northwestern for some cash based on the hazing scandal. So lock in. You're going to hear about this, I'm sure, for the next several months. And we've had some other, I guess things is the wrong word. We've had some other legends in the world of sports who've made some comments. Johnny Bench in some hot water over the weekend at an event to honor deceased Reds GM Gabe Paul. They were putting in folks into the Reds Hall of Fame. I know Bronson Arroyo was there as well, being honored, and their former GM who passed away a few years ago, Gabe Paul. He was being honored, and there was a mention at one point of Pete Rose and his first deal, only $400 a month. And Johnny Bench decided to kind of scream and yell out, oh, well, it's just because he was a Jew. And people kind of laughed, and then afterwards he had to make an apology. because to run around on the stereotype that Jewish folks are cheap is something that you don't say out loud, and it's something that you don't say at all to further a stereotype. And so Johnny Bench apologizing in that regard. Charles Barkley doubling down on his own comments last week. We told you that he was in full support of the LGBTQ plus community out in Lake Tahoe. We know that Steph Curry is out making amazing shots and hole-in-ones. And at night, Charles Barkley is reminding everyone how he feels about individuals who happen to be homophobic. So maybe we can put Charles Barkley and Johnny Bench in a room, and maybe Charles Barkley will set Johnny Bench straight. This is Charles Barkley doubling down on the comments he made last week out in Lake Tahoe. Listen to this.
So, I'm going to buy some drinks for y'all. And I'm going to buy Bud Light. Hey, and let me tell you something. All you rednecks or assholes who don't want to drink Bud Light, y'all. Hey, y'all can't cancel me. Hey, I ain't worried about getting canceled. Because let me tell you something, if y'all fire me and give me all that money, I'm going to be playing golf every day. So listen, as I said last night, if you're gay, God bless you. If you're trans, God bless you. And if you have a problem with them,
yeah, well, when has Charles Barkley ever been shy? Ever been shy about expressing himself? The answer is never. Never. I think he's done right for now, I guess I should say, and letting everybody know how he feels. I guess we'll have to wait. Hey, Shep, well, when does basketball? We got to wait until October to get Charles Barkley full-time?
Yeah, although he does Dan Patrick, it seems like, once every month.
Yeah, no. Charles Barkley, enjoy it while you can. He'll pop up and give his interviews, but we'll see what he says. And there would be no reason for him to express this on the NBA on TNT, although that's also been a show that has always been open and timely in expressing anything that even touches basketball. So, Charles Barkley, I don't know. I don't know what to call him. Advocate. Let's call him Charles Barkley the Advocate. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Carl is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Jill. How you doing, my friend? I mean, I always like talking to you. Hey, look, I'll make this real quick. Look, you brought up the point of a running back. I think it's sad, but we're going to have to go into the point of, like, dual backs, and that's where we headed. And, like, I'm a Georgia fan, and one time you had to talk about Stetson Bennett and all that, so I want to go back to that. That's what Georgia's been doing. They've been running a dual three back. And I think the pro Atlanta Falcons getting into that because they had a 1,200 rusher, and now they got B.R. Robinson. So I want to ask you this question first. Do you think that Georgia is going to three-peat? Because that would be something totally amazing. In college football, that, we haven't seen in years. I mean, maybe ever, but I'm just saying the three-peat, I'm asking you that. And I want to ask you that.
I think the odds are against them for going ahead and doing that, especially now that you've lost the continuity of having Stetson Bennett at quarterback. It would be a ridiculous feat if they were to go out there in 3-peat. I mean, they may have to bring back some of their defenders. It feels like the whole damn team is now playing for the Eagles. They may have to bring some of them folks back and then try to poach Stetson Bennett back from Los Angeles. So I would be, as much as I'd love it, I'd be shocked if they went out there and they were to 3-peat.
But Gerald, can I say one last thing? But Gerald, all the people out there got Georgia's favorite. And trust me, they got a better defense than they had last year. Now, you're right. The offensive coordinator and the quarterback is gonna be the thing. But most people got Georgia favorite to win the championship.
That's fine. I'm playing the odds here.
I get it.
I'd be surprised if they won three in a row. Appreciate you, bro.
If they do, I'm gonna be walking down Peachtree, you know, in my underwear.
Oh, I won't be looking for you in your underwear, Carl.
Hey,
you can do what you want. I won't be looking for you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, cheers. Thank you, Carl. Okay, Carl, you can walk around Peachtree in your underwear if you want. I've seen plenty of people do it. And most of them I do not want to see. You go ahead and join that list. Mac is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I just want to get your opinion about the tight ends. I'm going to throw the tight ends in and the running backs for the Buffalo Bills this upcoming season. How do you think they look?
You're asking me about the tight ends and the running backs for the Bills?
Yes, yes. How do you think they look for this upcoming season?
I mean, what's the big difference outside of James Cook moving into his second season and having Latavius Murray? Here's the deal. Josh Allen has to run around, and we've been through this song and dance. Josh Allen can't be Superman. Josh Allen has to move the football. And I think you ask me about the running backs and the tight ends. What about the guy, Stephon Diggs, who pitched a whole fit at the end of last season? We had to go through an entire offseason here of is he happy? They go through mini camp and he's not there. You got a head coach in McDermott who has to – first he highlights it and then he tries to downplay it. And then you got Josh Allen saying, oh, it's not that big of a deal. We love each other. I would worry about Josh Allen. I would do that first. And how and when he's delivering the ball to Stephon Diggs so he can actually just, I don't know, relax and show up to work without a beef. I find that to be more important. It's going to be real interesting in the AFC East as the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Dolphins all have their own question marks. And come on, Patriots, they got a big old question mark there. People are talking about Bill Belichick. Man, the seat getting hot. Wow. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody that's locked in. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Missed a minute? Tune in. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm done. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you so much, Chef.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.